USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A senior commander in Iran's Revolutionary Guard was killed Sunday in a drone strike along the Syrian-Iraq border. Several Arab media outlets are reporting, citing Iraqi officials. According to the reports, three more people were killed alongside the commander, identified as Muslim Shahdan. The reports are saying Shahdan's car was targeted after he crossed the Al-Qaim border, crossing into Syria. Iran continues to deny the event took place. Proof of massive voter fraud is now in the hands of the FBI. The Amistad Project has been collecting voter data from swing states, then contacting voters to see if that was their intention. Hundreds of thousands of Republicans were sent away without voting, being told they already mailed in a ballot by poll workers. The project's director, Philip Klein, is a former attorney general of Kansas.
We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Trump campaign is filing a lawsuit to the Wisconsin Supreme Court Tuesday, alleging abuse around the process of absentee voting in the state, which they say affected approximately 220,000 ballots. Violence has been on the rise across the nation. Breaking down the study, USA Radio News' Val Dior has details.
The Major Cities Chiefs Association represents the police chiefs in America's 68 largest cities, and the report is a scale of protest disorder that swept the nation this summer, as well as the impact it had on police departments. There were some 8,700 protests between May 25th and the end of July, which contributes to nationwide spikes in violent crime, as well as many police retirements and resignations across the nation. Of the protests, the MCCA estimates roughly 7% were violent, with widespread use of rocks, bricks, fireworks, and bats to assault officers. 72% of agencies saw officers injured over the 2 months, totaling over 2,000. 97 police cars were burned, and 85% of departments reported protests are still ongoing. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The Philadelphia Eagles defense did their best Monday night against the Seattle Seahawks, keeping Week 12's NFC showdown in reach for much of the game, but fell short 23-17. Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf played like he had a chip on his shoulder.
You know, a place that had a chance to draft me, but no, they didn't, so I got to make them pay. You know, I still got work to do. One of the defensive coaches came up to me, and it kind of made me mad that he was like, I was in Detroit with Megatron, but you're not there yet. In my mind, I'm not trying to be Megatron. I'm trying to be me. So, had a little chip on my shoulder the whole game.
Metcalf played college football at Ole Miss. He's the son of former Chicago Bears guard Terrence Metcalf. Empty stadiums and fake crowd noise is getting quite old. So when can we start putting fans back in the seats? USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into it.
Many sports fans are hoping to soon be able to cheer on their teams from the stands once again, something that could still be a ways down the road, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told Yahoo Sports on Monday that getting back to full arenas and stadiums will mostly depend on how quickly people get vaccinated. Fauci says he doesn't think that will occur before July of next year. When asked about full stadiums for college and pro football next season, Fauci said he believes that is possible. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The top three stadiums for football games based on atmosphere are Lambeau Field, home of the Green Bay Packers, CenturyLink Field, Seattle Seahawks, and Gillette Stadium, New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.